With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot of hype going on around Houston, but are we believing it? I'm going to ask the OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. Don't know why we just put ourselves what we put ourselves through the last segment. The one sports memory that you would like to erase. We're getting some good interaction on the text line, 713-572-4610. I would eliminate Michael Crabtree's touchdown. John Lopez would eliminate
Bo Jackson getting hurt.
Getting hurt in some district championship game or something like that back in the 60s. I have no idea what the hell just happened.
60s?
But, well, 80s, whatever. 89.
Hurts, right? Inside.
It still hurts you. Yeah. Let's go to Mike before we talk about whether or not we're buying the hype. Mike, what play would you eliminate in your sports history?
Locker, put yourself back to 1986. Wait a minute. You probably weren't even alive.
I was born. I was talking. I was walking, baby. I had some teeth.
Yeah.
The Astros against the New York Mets, game six.
Oh.
If we would have pulled Bob Knepper, it wouldn't have let him go out for the ninth inning. We were hit 3-0. They scored 3 runs so fast on Bob Knepper the ninth inning to tie that game. And then it went 16 innings. In the 16th inning, we were down by 3 runs. We scored 2 runs, but Kevin Bass struck out the end of the game. Mm. If we would have pulled Bob Knepper before, not letting him go out for the ninth, I think we would have gone on to win game seven and go on to the World Series.
Well, and then here's the – did you talk about
you,
a butterfly effect?
Thank you so much, Mike.
I'm so glad he brought this up. Talk about a butterfly effect.
This good movie, by the way.
This is all very – not only a very real possibility, it's actually likely that – Had they not done that, and I was dying with that. I was just out of college, but just an Astros fan. I wasn't here then yet. Had they not done that, Mike Scott wins Game Seven.
No doubt.
His ERA in the postseason was like 0.5. Okay. I mean, Mike's and the Mets couldn't touch him. I think he already had 2 wins against the Mets in that series.
You know the crazy thing about that?
Right.
Like, and thank you very much for the call, Mike. Very, very, very enlightening call for someone like me.
Yeah.
That was
no, so no, that's a great one, and I would change that one too.
I feel like I was there, but the diehard Astros fan, I'm assuming Mike's one of those guys, mm-hmm. that stung for 2 decades until the
Still
Astros
does.
Finally won the
well,
World
yeah.
Series. Like, but, it really, that was what Astros fans have been talking about for a long, long time, which is why younger cats like me are so familiar with it.
But Mike Scott absolutely wins Game 7. The Mets they were complaining to the umpires about foreign substances and scuffing the ball. They had no clue what Scott with his split finger was doing. So they win Game 7. You know what else happens? No Bill Buckner.
Oh, rest in peace.
No Bill Buckner error. Bill Buckner is remembered as an all-star and a batting leader in a 22-year career as one of the greats in Boston Red Sox history. Think about that.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Astros win the World Series, or Red Sox do.
No Bill Buckner.
Mike Scott wins Game 7, and no Bill Buckner through the leg.
So that means no sob story for the Red Sox for all that time.
Yeah,
they
would have won it
anything.
Earlier, or they would have extended the sob story because the Astros beat them.
Wow. Awesome, man. That's crazy. Butterfly effect is insane. You hear the music. We're talking about hype. There's a lot of
hype
around town. Do you believe it? We're going to ask the OG, John Lopez. Figgy Fig doing what he do. We love you, Figgy. Congratulations on your wife's new gig, by the way. Your wife's moving school districts.
Yes, sir.
Got to keep those fingers crossed.
You're going to be plenty.
You can get the bad
plenty
kids.
Of crawfish down there, baby.
Yes. Shout out to all the teachers, by the way. We love you. We love you very much. We appreciate what you do. We know it's very, 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 very thankless job. At times. Do you believe the hype, John Lopez? We're going to start.
Well, give me a name.
With a man in Round Rock, Yordan Alvarez. He's leading the AAA in about every category possible. A lot of people want him up here. Are you believing the hype with Yordan Alvarez?
Believe the hype.
I believe it.
I believe it. You need to believe it. The Astros are going to believe it. Can I give you a quick Friday future tripping?
Always.
All right, on a Wednesday, I'll give you a Friday future tripping. Yordan Alvarez will be an Astro by Monday.
Okay. I'm going to hold you down to that.
He'll be on the big club by Monday.
Can't wait.
Let's get hyped.
I'm going to go to the game when he's here.
I'll go with you.
Let's go.
He'll be here by Monday because I just saw yesterday that funky rule on
call, the June 2nd.
The June thing. They're believing it's going to be Friday.
Okay.
That it's going to happen on Friday. Awesome. where they don't waste a year of arbitration or whatever it is that they would waste if they call him up now.
Cannot wait to see him. Cannot wait to see him. Another left-handed bat with Brantley and Reddick would go a long way for this Astros lineup. Speaking of the Astros, we're going to stay with the AAA theme. Forrest Whitley, he was at one point the most coveted Astros prospect. His ERA was really high this year. However, he is injured. Forrest Whitley, believe or don't believe the hype?
So there's no in-between. I have to say either I believe or I don't believe.
We don't rack ourselves on this show. There's no All fence right. sitting on In the Loop.
I don't believe the hype.
Don't believe the hype!
I get that there's injuries involved this year, and he's on the injured list right now, or whatever they're calling it in minor league baseball. But he had a 12-something ERA. I find it hard to believe that was all because of some injury that has come up in the last few weeks.
Texans offensive tackle. We think he's going to be a left tackle. He's played on the right side as well. He's got that versatility that B.O.B. loves to talk about. First round pick, number 23 overall, Titus Howard. Believe or don't believe the hype?
Oh, no. I don't like your pause here.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Don't believe the hype.
You got to prove that to me, especially at that position. Ask me a year from now and I might believe it. I don't believe it right now.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
That hurts. A guy that we're going to hear from at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. We're going to revisit our interview with this guy, former Texas Longhorn, a guy that the Texans have high hopes for. He's been the toast of OTAs, really, if you want to get technical with it. A guy who mm-hmm. tore his Achilles 2 years ago, scoring a touchdown against the Cardinals. We only saw him in one game in a brief playoff cameo last year. My buddy, Deontay Foreman.
I believe it.
Let's get hyped.
Thank you, Figgy. I'm starting to really believe it. Not just because he looks good and he looked good in studio with us, but it seems as if, they've had every opportunity to replace him, to find someone who could replace him. And they haven't taken it. So I think they know how he's looking with the ball in his hands. He's obviously in better shape, which is something that a lot of people have talked about. I'm believing on Deontay Foreman right now.
I like where your head's at there. I'm believing it. Landry Locker, John Lopez, talking about whether or not we believe the hype. Figgy keeping us on the air, doing what he do. Zion Williamson, he's going to be the number one pick in the draft. He's heading to New Orleans. Zion Williamson, believe or don't believe the hype?
Believe 1,000,000%.
Let's get hyped!
Yes, sir. One of the biggest misconceptions, fallacies in the NBA is, well, but he can't really shoot.
Something nobody's talking about.
Nobody's talking about guy.
People say, yeah, but he really can't shoot. Is he going to be able to? Yes, he'll be able to. That's the easiest thing of all things to learn in the NBA. Rebounding is difficult. The game itself, how you're playing in the NBA level, the size of the lane, all these things can be difficult to learn. Shooting is the easiest thing for players to learn.
Okay.
It really is.
Okay.
Shooting to your strength. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be a three-point shooter, but he's going to learn how to score.
I mean, he's going to get buckets.
My best example would be someone like, the absolute best.
Jason Kidd.
Magic Johnson couldn't shoot a jump shot at Michigan State.
Jason Kidd was like 20%.
Yeah, Jason Kidd. I mean, Blake Griffin, he's a different kind of scorer, but he's a scorer.
He's shooting threes now.
Yeah, he's a scorer now. And I think Zion Williamson, believe it.
Okay. Raptors winning the NBA Finals. Warriors are hobbled up. It seems like the drama's being played up. Believe or don't believe the hype, the Raptors winning the NBA Finals.
I got a pick, right?
Yeah, no racking yourself on this show. We don't sit on the fence on In the Loop.
I predicted the next two victories would go to Golden State, but I do believe the hype on Raptors. I think their defense is the equalizer.
Let's get hyped!
Yep, I think their defense is the equalizer.
We're going to hear about some drama in Cleveland and why the Texans should capitalize on it in just a minute, but the Cleveland Browns as an NFL contender, believe or don't believe the hype?
Believe it.
Let's get hyped!
Too much talent. Way too much talent. At some point, talent, that trumps everything, right? And I know it's a new coach, it's a new system, it's a new locker room, but I believe it. I believe they're going to be there at the end of the season.
New episode of Texas Football
Magazine
is coming out. Sam Ehlinger on the front.
That
Texas
really excites
Longhorns.
You, doesn't it?
Nah, Texas Longhorns. A lot of people talking about them potentially making the playoff.
Longhorn Nation, we're back.
Biggie. Biggie! Come on, man. Don't do that. Texas Longhorns.
Can't wait till you play that when they're 2-3.
As a contender, believe or don't believe the hype?
As a contender for the playoff?
Yes.
Don't believe it. As a big time nine or ten win team, I do believe it. I believe they'll win 9 or 10.
Oh my!
They ain't going to no playoff.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. I got you down.
Playoffs.
I got you down. I got you down. It's okay. Although everybody's losing their quarterback, a lot of first year coaches in that conference. But okay, it's all good. I believe you. Okay. Kyler Murray as the rookie of the year in the NFL. Believe or don't believe the hype.
I don't buy it. I'm going to put him. I love don't Kyler Murray. I love his game. I love his electricity. Because of his size and because of more players at his position, at his size, failing than succeeding, I got to see it first. I'll put him in the Titus Howard category. I got to see it first.
Nick Foles as the starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, leading Jacksonville to the playoffs. Believe or don't believe the hype?
I believe it because I don't think he needs to be.
Let's get hyped.
He doesn't need to be, you know, a gunslinger back there. He doesn't need to be Pat Mahomes. He just needs to be good. And I think he is good.
All right, last one. We're talking believe or don't believe the hype. You can send yours in as well, 713-572-4610. By the way, speaking of that, we got an OG on the text line, 9037, says he was at your high school game in San Antonio and the running back went in untouched. So that's a little bit of revisionist history from the OG, according
to
that
lie. You lie!
Final one, Justin Reed. Believe or don't believe,
believe
the hype.
Pro Bowl.
Let's get hyped!
Okay.
Pro Bowl.
Okay. Yeah. I like where your head's at. That's believe or don't believe the hype here on a hump day on Sports Radio 610. The OG John Lopez, myself, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig, providing us with the best production that any radio show could possibly ask for. The Texans could benefit from some drama going on in Cleveland. We're going to go listen to some of the stuff being said. And I'm going to tell you the move that the Texans need to make. And I got a little bit moist yesterday. Couple tears in my eye looking at the maturation of Andre Johnson. We'll tell you why next.
Don't believe the hype.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.